This is your captain. Prepare for takeoff.
Armstrong and Miller with Sam West, Tony Gardner, Alexander Armstrong and Ben Miller.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful...
Yeah, I mean, only in my wildest dreams did I think we'd have the kind of success we've had, you know. It's strange to be back here. It's such a familiar place and you see how far we've come, you know. School days, it seems like such a long time ago. Ryan.
Oh, leave me alone.
I certainly thought we'd never be the ones to make it. You know, there was a band in the sixth form at the time called Teacher's Pets.
They were good. They were good.
Gosh, right. I thought they were really good. And, you know, I thought they were really going somewhere. You know?
Steve!
Yeah?
I've got a finger press with my left hand. I've got a reach with my right. Reckon I'm going to have to patter up to it.
How far?
Three, maybe four. I'm going to have to unclip the tack rope. Reckon you can handle it?
Reckon I can spit in a dog's mouth.
I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
Okay, here goes. I'm fine. Hey, do you want me to clip the tack rope back on?
No, leave it.
You're a nutter, Steve.
Yeah.
It's 3,000 feet down to those rocks. I don't think you're going to bounce back up.
Yeah? Watch me. Hey, Gary.
Yeah?
Let's make this interesting. Unclip the leader as well.
You're a head case, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Gary.
Yeah?
One hand.
Steve, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, you want to see one?
Yeah, go on. You're a nutter. You nutter. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah? Let's make this really interesting.
Yeah?
Take some shots at me.
You're a head case, Steve. Steve, you okay? Steve, you okay?
Can't move my hands.
Steve?
I can't move my hands.
Look.
I can't.
Look, Steve,
I can't move.
Don't worry. Look, I'm going to come down one hole.
And you go in there. Where's Malk?
He slipped off at the first wall.
Puffed up.
Yeah, I mean, it was the album 100 Lines that did it for us, really, you know.
Yeah, we raised all the money for that ourselves. We organised a couple of sponsored walks to pay for it.
That's right.
But before we'd even finished the session, we had people like EMI ringing us up, and that was incredible.
I mean, things really took off from there.
Parsons and Lampkin, and Lampkin's mate Steve. Episode 12, Flying Tonight.
I don't get it. Where did they go?
Right, they've gone out on the roof. Cover me, Lampkin, I'm going up there.
Okay. What were they going on the roof for?
Well, basically, they're just trying to escape.
Oh, right, yeah, I see.
Yeah, Lampkin, come on, are we going or aren't we?
Ready when you are.
Bet you say that to all the girls.
No, I'll tell you what he does say to all the girls.
Shut up, okay? All set.
All set.
Go!
Oh, helicopter! Somehow I knew they were going to spring a trick like that. 2-4, okay, we need a chopper on the roof, now!
You got a chopper?
Yeah.
What, and you just call for it like that, a helicopter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Wait till you see it's a seaplane.
Okay, I've got visual sighting at 2:00.
Check. What do you reckon? Air-to-air manoeuvre? Or we're going to have to force them down?
Whatever it is, we better do it quickly in this crosswind.
Hey, who's this? Who's this? Who do I look like in these headphones?
Get Steve, hang on a sec.
Hold on, give you a clue.
Yep. The angle on the hypotenuse is...
Steve, it's Mr. Keith.
Yeah, all right, who's this?
Actually, what's his name? Steve, you shouldn't touch that.
You don't know him.
Steve, don't touch that.
Oh, well, of course you can. Whether or not you may is a day...
Lampkin.
Oh, Parsons. Good. Good of you to come.
No,
least I could do. He was a tremendous bloke. Tremendous bloke. Harmless bloke. What was that impression he was doing?
Difficult to tell from what I heard. Probably Mr. Greaves. He was the sports teacher at our school.
Yeah. Listen, if you want to take some leave...
It's Jamie Lampkin, isn't it? Remember me?
Oh, by the stairs!
Chris, hello there!
Oh, for God's sake!
Next week, Parsons and Lampkin. And Lampkin's mate, Chris.
Well, obviously there has been a shift in our relationship since the band started. Back in the early days, there were a few awkward moments. One minute they'd see me as a teacher, and the next minute as a bass guitarist. I actually had to take Liam for detention once because he'd been drinking, believe it or not. But by and large, I'd have to say they're very well-behaved young men. I'm sure they get up to all sorts of things behind me back, but they'd never do anything bad in front of me. Hey, I'm only joking, though. No, I'm not a disciplinarian. Never have been.
Johnson, you awake?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
Well, for what it's worth, Andrews, I was thinking about the Greek legend of Perseus. Sundry other matters of classical philosophy. Why, what were you thinking about?
Good, glad you asked. I was thinking about, how much cake could you eat? What's the biggest bit of cake?
Is there a point to this, Andrews?
Oh, yes, I assure you it's relevant. Bear with me. Go on, how much cake in a single sitting?
Let's do this, shall we? Let's see. In the last 6 months, I've been tied in this room. I've had barely a crumb to eat. I imagine I could consume a considerable volume of cake.
Good. Now, bear with me, because I'm thinking on my feet here, but I think I may have the bare bones of a plan. Next time they come in with our food, we both ask for cake. Yeah. I then pretend to eat my cake, secretly giving it to you. Whereupon, you eat as much cake as you can. And then as soon as we're over the border, we change into our normal clothes, turn ourselves in, and they'll take us to the British consul.
Oh, shut up, Andrews!
1, 2, 3, 4. And you'll find that your nightmare has just begun.
Hang on a sec,
just quiet.
Lads,
Liam,
a bit sharp there, no?
Oh, you're right, sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Ryan, come back, we're going again.
Leave me alone.
Oh, yeah, take the nightmare. In the Hall of Mirrors, life becomes a joke.
I always had a lot of respect for Mr. Birkinshaw as a teacher. I mean, he was never like the other teachers, you know.
I mean, I think we were very lucky to have him as guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
And now we can, like, pay him back, because I think the success of the band proves that we all have, you know, like something to contribute. Even Ryan.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it's 5 years we were at school, and it's now, 10 years since we left school, and... I mean, I think of him as Mr. Birkinshaw, the guitarist from Logarithm. I don't think of him as Mr. Birkinshaw, the teacher from the Mount School.
Cab.
Chris, have you got a minute?
Bob, hi. What can I do for you?
I've been looking over some of the files on the Doherty property. Application for relocation of rear exterior wall into an existing visual amenity, 45 Walworth Grove.
Isn't Martin Donaldson dealing with that?
Yeah. I thought it wouldn't hurt to familiarise myself with some of the areas other people were tackling. Help a few people out while I learn the ropes.
That's a kind thought, Bob, but I'm sure Martin is perfectly capable of handling the Doherty application on his own. We're all very pleased to have you here, Bob. Your grade scores were some of the highest ever awarded by the Urban Planning Guild. But I'm sure you'll appreciate we have our own ways of working. Now, might I suggest the Castle Street pedestrianisation is more worthy of your attention, if you'll excuse me.
Chris, why was the Doherty application turned down?
Bob... Do us both a favour. Take the Doherty file, put it back in the archive and concentrate all your attention on the Castle Street pedestrianisation.
There's no date on this petition notice. The borough failed to reply to Doherty's appeal, thus disavailing him of any chance to recoup the cost of building materials and labour.
Don't do this, Bob.
The drawings on the original approved plans quite clearly demonstrate the lodging builder's intention to extend the outside wall within 3 feet of its present locus.
Bob, listen to me.
No, you listen to me. Doherty stinks. Doherty stinks, Chris, and you know it.
Bob, look at my badge. Look what it says. Central planning. Now let's look at your badge. Pedestrianisation restructuring. If my badge said Batman and yours said Robin, then maybe you'd have a point. But as it is, I think you should return the Doherty file to the archive and learn some manners.
Is it bad manners to want to know the truth? I'm sorry, Chris. I thought our job here was to process building applications in the most fair and efficient way possible. I didn't realise that our function was to bend the rules and fix the books and hope we never got found out. No. I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to you, Chris, for putting me straight. Oh, yeah, by the way, you invited me to your son's christening on Sunday. I changed my mind. I can't make it. I don't want to be the one to have to tell him his daddy's a liar and a crook.
Bob, wait. Bob, wait. What's the date on the original application?
There's no date marked on the file, but I got Jenny to check when the first development order was placed, and we managed to narrow it down to between September 1968 and January 1969.
68, 69?
Yeah.
So the supplier would have been a civic contractor.
Yeah. I suppose so. I didn't think of that.
Let me check something. November 68. Missing.
Check the duplicate file.
George Higson and Son.
What? But it was a G. Higson that lodged the petition order.
What? Let me see that. Bob, it's time this office wrote George Higson and Son a fairly stiff letter. Jenny, if you'd like to come through, I'd like you to take a dictation.
Chris?
Bob.
Sunday, the font. I'll be there.
Grace, nice. So, like, what is it? It's like 20,000 or something?
I reckon it's more than that, isn't it?
It's 22,300 on the floor-mounted seats, but there's going to be another 700 on the rear stand that's not going up till this afternoon, so in the end it'll be more like 23,000.
Dominic, are we going to have some tickets, like, for friends? Because there's, like, going to be a lot of friends turning up tonight, I think.
For you now.
We love you. We love you.
One from 100 names.
One, two, three, four.
In the hall of mirrors, life is really fun.
I mean, basically, I just wanted to sound you out about a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
The way we're looking at it now, there'd be more or less a core group of you, me, Chris, Alex and Justin, then an outer core group of David Wormsey, David Chesters, Andrea, Caroline, Mark, Sarah, Lyndon, and then a support group of Catherine, Alice and Aidan.
So, basically the same company?
Yeah.
Without Tim?
Without Tim, yeah.
Now suck it to me, B.
Love is waiting there in my beautiful balloon. Way up in the air in my beautiful balloon. If you hold my hand, we'll chase your dreams across the sky. Love, we can fly. We can fly.
Armstrong and Miller starred Sam West, Tony Gardner, Alexander Armstrong and Ben Miller. It was written by Alexander Armstrong and Ben Miller, with additional material by Tony Gardner. The producer was Gareth Edwards.